Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story from the Republican American, Connecticut Senate Minority Leader Leonard Fasano struggled to describe his feeling of betrayal following the arrest on Wednesday of a former top aide who authorities say embezzled more than $240,000 from Senate GOP. It's tough, according to Fasano. Michael J. Cronin had been a trusted and respected member of the Senate Republican team, while the 56-year-old West Hartford attorney allegedly stole more than $240,000 from a political action committee he oversaw as treasurer, quote, someone a lot of us considered a friend, end quote, Fasano said of Cronin. Cronin was charged with first-degree larceny, a felony, for allegedly embezzling $267,800 from the Senate Republican Leadership Committee PAC from 2012 until 2018. A local casting call for an HBO series starring Mark Ruffalo has been moved to the Newhart Convention Center in Poughkeepsie because of large turnout. Quote, the response has been enormous, according to the director of Hudson Valley Film Commission. The Newhart Convention Center was formerly known as the Mid-Hudson Civic Center. Filming for the six-part series I Know This Much Is True is set for Dutchess, including Poughkeepsie, Ulster, and Delaware counties. Ruffalo stars as a twin brothers, Dominic and Thomas Birdsey, and serves as an executive producer as well. The series reportedly will begin filming in March and end in September. The Kent Informal Club has rescheduled its monthly meeting and will offer presentations and discussions on two topics February 20th at 2 p.m. at Town Hall. Both the Cricket Valley Energy Center and the Kent Streetscape Sidewalk Design will be addressed. Wendy Murphy and Carol Franken from the Western Connecticut Clean Air Alliance will talk about what's going on in regard to monitoring the air quality before the New York gas-fired energy plant currently under construction plans to open in 2020. John Casey, a member of the Streetscape Committee, will share information about the proposed replacement of sidewalks in town. The club meetings are open to the public. Sons of the American Legion have a roast beef sub sale with homemade macaroni in Millerton, New York today. It runs from 4 till 8 p.m., $10. The Village of Chatham celebrates 150 years. They'll ring in the Village of Chatham's 150th year celebration. Tonight, the Village of Chatham's 150-year celebration kicks off 5:30 to 7:30 at the Tracy Memorial Building. And the Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents Hay Fever by Noel Coward. It'll run tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and then Sunday at 2:30 at the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. Tickets are $10, $5 for students and senior citizens. Cash or check only. You can get those tickets at the door. Reservations are not necessary. The Sunday performance is a benefit performance. More information at 860-435-4423, hotchkiss.org/arts. The Village of Chatham begins their 150th celebration as they ring in their 150 years of being around, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Tracy Memorial Building. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents Hay Fever by Noel Coward, running February 15th and 16th at 7:30. And February 17th, a matinee at 2:30 at the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. From 4 till 8 p.m. in Millerton, New York, Sons of the American Legion having roast beef subs, homemade subs, and homemade macaroni salad. Just $10. It runs from 4 until 8 p.m. Lynn Motterell Gumbert will hold a session entitled Reflections, Conversations Around Death and Dying at the Douglas Library, Saturday, 11:30 until 1. She is a certified end-of-life doula, hospice volunteer, and funeral celebrant. RSVP at 860-605-0330 or email lynn.motterell@yahoo.com. A winter farmer's market put on by the Berkshire Grown is happening. That'll be on February 16th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. There's live music and more. Information at berkshiregrown.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden is hosting a Meet the Artist reception Saturday, February 16th, 1 p.m. for their current exhibition, Plant Shadows, Inotypes by Joan Dix Blair, on display through March 1st in their Center House Leonard Galleries, 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's a free event. More information, berkshirebotanical.org on the web. Friends of the D.M. Hunt Library holding their annual fundraiser, A Midwinter Night in the Village, on February 16th, 6 until 8 p.m. at the library. Enjoy an evening of tasty breads, hors d'oeuvres, chocolates, plus music and poetry focused on love and laughter. Wine, beer, and non-alcoholic refreshments are included in the ticket price. Tickets can be purchased by stopping at the library, visiting huntlibrary.org, or calling 860-824-7424. Another Sunday brunch fundraiser coming up this weekend at the Interlaken. It's Sunday, February 17th from 11 until 1 at the Interlaken. It's a brunch buffet that benefits the Housatonic Child Care Center. The Housatonic Child Care Center strives to enhance individuals and development of each child, encouraging learning through hands-on play. And the Interlaken is going to run a benefit for them. That is this Sunday from 11 till 1. Brunch buffet includes waffles, made-to-order omelets, sliced ham, bacon sausage, spinach quiche muffins, juice, coffee, and tea. It runs from 11 until 1. More information at interlakeninn.com. The American Legion Auxiliary's annual Chili Cook-Off and Daytona 500 party will take place on Sunday, beginning at 1 p.m. at the Legion Hall on Route 44. Admission is $10 per person, $5 per child or children 12 and under. Attendees can sample chili entries, vote for their favorite, and watch the Daytona 500 race. Soft drinks are included, a cash bar, cash prizes, raffles, and dessert auction are included in the event. More information or questions at 518-325-9889 or 518-965-6540. And in Stanfordville, the Stanford Grange will host a chicken marsala dinner on Sunday at the Stanford Grange, Route 82. It'll start at 2 p.m., one-only buffet-style serving. The menu includes chicken marsala, lemon, basil rice, Brussels sprouts, cranberry walnut salad, cream cheese pound cake for dessert, and assorted beverages. A door prize, drawing, and bake sale raffle will also be held. More information at 845-723-4772. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 103.88 points on Thursday to 25,439.39. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7426.96 and the S&P 500 at 2745.73. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.